Hello, my name is Danielle Ortiz, and I'm your housing counselor, and I'll be talking about what's in a credit score today. So one of the most popular topics that our clients want help with is credit counseling. Credit is so important to reach your financial goals. So what is the true definition of credit? Credit is the ability of a customer to obtain goods or services before payment. This is based on a trust that payment will be made in the future. Basically, credit is used as a leveraging tool in combination with finances in order to purchase things that one's finances alone couldn't purchase. These days, people are becoming more knowledgeable about what it takes to obtain better credit to purchase things like homes and vehicles. So how does one determine how much credit will be extended to you? This is determined by your credit score. Your credit score is simply a rating of how creditworthy you are. Something important to note is that there are different credit scores. The two most popular are your Vantage score and your FICO score. The information that determines these scores come from the credit bureaus, and there are three major credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. You may have heard of a popular credit monitoring website called Credit Karma. Credit Karma gives you a credit score and a credit report in exchange for information about your spending habits, and they then sell this information to companies that could possibly service you. The great thing about Credit Karma is that not only does it offer you a score and a report, it also offers you amazing money management tools. It helps keep you on track. The negative thing about this website could be that it only offers a Vantage score based on information from TransUnion and Equifax, and it does not include Experian. The second most important part of your credit score is the amounts owed. So your debt-to-income ratio makes up 30% of your credit score. It affects a lender wanting to loan you money because they want to make sure that you have enough money to pay them back if they lend it to you. This is where good financial management helps. Our housing counseling agency will work with you to help you come up with a budget that fits your needs. Next, we have credit history. Make sure that you don't close out any of your old accounts just yet because it's vital to have a lengthy credit history. Lenders want to see that you can have a long relationship with other creditors so that they can have a long relationship with you. And this makes up 15% of your score. So next up is new credit. New credit makes up 10% of your score. Lenders just want to make sure that you are not just opening new accounts too often, so this could actually hurt you. So when you are applying for loans, such as a mortgage, they give you a 30-day window to look for the best interest rates. This helps you from getting too many inquiries, which can also hurt your credit score. There are hard inquiries and soft inquiries. Hard inquiries, such as mortgage application, vehicle loan applications, they typically fall off within 2 years and they only affect your credit score for 1 year. Soft inquiries, such as background checks and getting your credit pulled without permission for credit card offers, they do not affect your credit score. And last but not least, we have credit mix. So this actually makes up 15% of your score. An ideal credit mix would include a blend of revolving loans, such as credit cards, and installment loans, such as student loans, mortgages, and car loans. For more information on housing counseling, budget counseling, and our financial management, feel free to reach out to one of our housing counselors to assist you.